I was punching above my weight in that time. And so I was really pleased that I got the part of Seinfeld, because it was like, no, I got this. This is great. And they were so nice to me. It was at the time when Jerry Seinfeld was dating like a very young woman. He was 42. I think she was 18. And so hard copy and inside edition, everybody was, you know, a lot of press were around him, and the cast was really razzing him about dating such a young woman. But he came on set on a skateboard with a backwards baseball cap, you know, chewing gum, looking basically like an adolescent. Super, super nice guy. Made me feel so comfortable. And the guy, Jason Alexander, who played George, just the nicest. He was great. And I had a great time. There were 400 people in the studio audience. And for an hour before we started taping, Jerry does stand up. So by the time we're ready to shoot, because it's a very long day to shoot a sitcom, you have to go from sort of set to set, and the audience is kind of watching as a live experience, but they're also looking at monitors. So you're asking a lot of the audience to stay with you. He did like 45 minutes to an hour of a fantastic set, and they were just like ready to go. So there was a ton of energy. And the only weird thing was no one was laughing at my lines. So George would speak, huge guffaws. Jerry would speak, guffaws. Elaine would speak, and then I would have a line, and it would be crickets. And at one point, I looked at the guy who played Newman, and I went, oh, my God, like, I'm in hell here. This is going to be the worst Seinfeld. And he said, you have got to be kidding. You are in a classic. And sure enough, when it was edited, and you see the sweetening, which is sort of the laugh track that they put on it, it's like, you'd never know.